you, I'm going to sing. You got what I need. Ooh. But you say he just a friend.
With benefits.
You say he just a friend. Oh, with benefits.
You got what I need.
But just the benefits.
Say he just a friend.
Just the benefits.
Say he's just a friend.
Not my girl, though.
Not my girl, though. What it do, baby?
What's
How y'all up? Feeling?
What's up?
You know, we're back.
Episode 2.
The Fresh Air Podcast.
Period. Still season 1.
Season 1, episode 2. Do y'all remember what this whole season is about?
Relationships.
Yeah, last week we was on some...
intercultural relationships.
Intercultural. You gotta break that word down, you know, between cultures. We was talking about all that. If you haven't listened to that episode, make sure you tune.
Please go.
You know, go
it
back and listen to it.
Available on Apple... not Apple Music, but iTunes.
It's on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud.
Anchor,
you know,
there's no reason.
Anchor, people, there's no reason
that
you should
be tuning in.
Exactly, you shouldn't be like, yo, I don't got Spotify. I can't afford Apple Music. Well,
it's
baby.
On SoundCloud. And SoundCloud is free.
It's on SoundCloud.
So if you
free
can
99.
To, if you can listen to your boyfriend's music on SoundCloud,
oh,
you can go ahead and type in the
period
Fresh Air
Pod.
But this
period
is an accusatory.
Poo.
This is
it's
an
not
attack.
At all.
Just a suggestion.
It's just a suggestion. Merely a suggestion, right? And, you know, just to remind you, if you don't know who I am, my name is Ishi. You know, I was born to play out here in these streets. My friend called me Ishi, whatever.
Oh, my gosh. And it's Ju on the track.
Hey.
Also known as Julia. Also
hey.
Known as the sociologist.
Okay.
But that's neither
you know,
here
soft
nor
voice.
There. But
soft
I, but I have a But I have a question for you, Ish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Season 1, episode 2. What's your
okay.
temp? How you feeling today?
What's my temp? Okay, you know, today, I'm not feeling really like a person, but, you know, I'm feeling real, like, ghetto.
Oh, like, are we talking about, like, bamboo earrings type?
Not even the bamboo earrings, but, like, wearing your bonnet out in public.
Ooh,
ghetto.
Oh, not with the pajamas type
like,
ghetto.
With the pajamas. Like, that's how ghetto I'm feeling, because we're talking about situationships.
Right.
And I saw this post that had to do with situationships and
right.
ghetto. You know, we're going to get into it later or whatever.
Right.
But just to start off, you know, my temp is real ghetto, real disrespectful. Like, what about you, man?
Real,
what's your
real
temp?
Ghetto, huh? Well, my temp is 400.
Hey.
YG and Kalani are dating.
They're dating,
y'all. But they've been on and off for about 5 years. And I saw this thing. And if y'all, I don't remember the specific song. I ain't going to fake the funk like I'm a true YG fan or whatever. Mm-hmm. But in one of his songs, he said, she a Pisces and I'm a Taurus or the flip. I don't know, y'all. I should really have my sources up. But he hinted to the fact that they were dating.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knew.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, Kalani been through a lot. You know,
she got a baby.
She has a baby.
I'm not even into like the whole Kalani drama and much, so I don't really know.
She has
but
a baby.
Who's her baby father?
Her baby father, I believe, is her best friend. But
okay.
He also just came public saying that he is not gay.
Uh huh.
He is not a sperm donor.
Uh huh.
He is a father. But bro, everybody know what y'all did, and that's cool. Like if I had a gay friend and no man,
mm-hmm.
best friend.
How you doing?
What? Shout out to Megan and Jonathan.
I'm
best
weak.
Friend. What? I need a baby. And I think that's what happened. But I'm not going to tell Kalani and her baby father what they did or didn't do. But
mm-hmm.
YG and Kalani are dating. And, you know, Kalani's been through a lot. She had a couple different partners. Last time I checked, she was dating a girl.
I definitely thought.
Yeah, because fluidity.
She was. I know. I know fluidity.
I
but I'm saying,
word,
like,
right.
I thought she was dating someone. And then next thing you know, I looked and. The girl was disappeared off the Insta.
Kalani says she does church loafers now.
Okay.
Church loafers are YG. Okay, honey?
Okay.
And then, you know, the whole thing where she almost committed suicide because of the little basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thought she was, Lord, I'm 400. Because there's a lot to unpack.
There's a
with
lot
that.
To unpack. So your temp is 400. 400.
That's
I can get with that. I can get with that. You know, in other news, Betty White is still alive.
Amen.
Right, I just felt like,
amen, because every day that passes and Betty White is still here, I have to praise God, because
in the name of Jesus, like,
97 years old and she is still acting, so shout out to Betty
still
White.
Still acting, still making money. Like, y'all ever been on Twitter scrolling and you see Betty White?
But Betty White was
trending.
A bad bitch.
She was, but like, whenever she trended, like, I just assumed that
she's
this
gone.
Is the end for her, and no, it's her birthday.
And you know
like,
what? And you know what? it'll be okay because she's been here
for here for a while.
She's 3 years away from that century.
I'm telling you, that's crazy. But that's some great news. You know, Betty White is indeed still alive.
Shout out to the great Betty
White. Shout out to her. Shout out to Miss White. Shout out to Miss
White, honey.
You know? But to start off this episode.
Let's jump in.
This whole episode, you know, I don't want to take it too personal, the conversation we're going to have.
This one is going to be personal. I think, not to make light of trigger warnings, they're very serious. Mm-hmm. But trigger warning, because this might step on some toes. If it does step on your toes, don't come to me in my DMs personally. Tell me some, Julie, I think you know. No, baby. Because it applies to a lot of people.
Like, if you feel like you're being read through, like, when we just define words or speak, then you probably are. And you need to look internally.
Because something's wrong.
Allow to read. Allow it. Mm-hmm. You know, allow it to happen. But to start off, you know, talking about, you know, situationships.
We're all about emotional literacy. You know, we want to read you.
situationships. Like, let's define that word, right? According to, you know, my in-text citation. According to Urban Dictionary.
Come on, APA.
A situationship is defined as a relationship that has no label on it.
Wow.
No label on it. And that is in bold language.
Wow.
Like a friendship. But more than a friend, but not quite a relationship.
See, even in the damn definition,
I'm confused. What are we?
Because you just said we was a friend, but no label, but no. I need to know, baby.
I need to know.
Simple and plain.
If I'm confused in the definition, in the term itself, like, what is a situationship?
Right.
Like, if I'm confused in the language of it, in the definition, I just know I'm confused in the actual relationship or situationship, you know?
You're going to be confused.
I'm confused. What are we doing? Like,
and you see, the thing about situationships that bother me personally is a lot of people end up in situationships and don't even know it.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me, is that one day you can be minding your business,
mm-hmm.
texting a dude for 3 weeks, and the next thing you know, you in bed listening to "If You Don't Mean It,
Don't Talk to Me."
Plus, you don't know what the hell is going on.
I'm telling you, it really do be like that. Like, and the reason I say this is personal to me, because I feel like in college, you know, in my personal experience, I'm not gonna really get deep into that right now. But in my personal college experience, I have experience finding myself in situationships, and it's not something that, like, you put yourself in, right?
Because sometimes we do,
but then other times it's like, I don't know what you want. I don't know what I want. Like,
don't know what you want.
I don't know what I want. I don't know what you want. We're in the middle of this, like, what are we doing? You know, but nobody's asked, like, what are we doing? Yeah. And so, like, then you find yourself, like, continuing to do this thing that you don't know what we're doing, and now I'm confused.
And I think that's the worst part. And I've said the worst part, because overall, I think all situationships, just, there's no good to me. Mm-hmm. There's no pro. Maybe the temporary high that you might feel, but honey, there's no pro. Because even when you think about it, it's like, you brought up the fact that when people ask, like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what the hell to say. And definitely. Now you look stupid.
Or, like,
you've been looking stupid, but now you look like,
you look
your face is on the floor.
But, like, if I go out with friends or whatever, and everybody's bringing their person, do I invite you?
Do I write my situationship, boo?
Then
they be awkward, though. You see,
do I introduce you to friends? Like, what are we doing? Like, if you're a cool person, it's like...
And you know, with situationships, the moment you save their number...
Oh.
The moment you save their numbers, when they start cutting up.
Acting up, man. So going crazy.
You can't even bring them around nobody, because I can't even say... It's like they get like a sense. Like, ooh, she just saved my number. Time to start going to...
Plumb. You know... Oh, she put a heart next to it.
I think I just
in the contact.
Excuse me.
She put a heart next to it. In the contact. Okay, you know, it's time to fuck some shit up or whatever.
No, it's really sad. And honestly, I think that situationships. So you talked about college, and I think that college is a very, especially your freshman year, it's a very, like, wild, like, I can't even articulate. It's just a very different time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big transition from high school in terms of relationships and everything you know about relationships. Because situationships in high school occur, but they don't occur in the way that when you're in college, like, you can actually come over my house. Well, my dorm. You can share my twin XL with me.
Mm-hmm. Twin XL.
You can walk me to the calf, but then you also be walking other girls to the calf.
Yeah.
You be seeing me at the parties, but you don't talk to me. But when we in my twin XL, you want to be booed up. So then it becomes a thing of like, you're constantly in a cycle of situationships because it's normalized. You get what I'm saying?
In college, definitely. In
college, like, nobody, I only know about, like, honestly, I only know about like two couples in college that are not situationships. And everybody thinks that situationships validate themselves. That's a crunch toe. Can I crunch them? Can I crunch them? Okay. I think situationships validate some people in college because you're at this place where, like, I'm free now. Let me, like, try. Let me explore my sexuality. Or let me explore, you know, how I feel. But situationships are just not the place to do them.
Yeah, but is that not, in a sense, just having hoes? Like,
but I, see, having hoes is situationships. Because nobody can honestly sit there and look themselves in the mirror and say, I have hoes and I don't feel nan feeling for none of them. You can't have 10 hoes in your phone and not feel something for at least one of them.
But can I be transparent for a second? I will tell you that I feel like those are feelings, but are they always strong enough feelings to then not consider them hoes? Like, I mean, still not consider them hoes? Because, like, my freshman year of college, I'm being transparent here. I wasn't wild or anything.
It's a safe space.
I wasn't being wild or anything, okay. But I did dabble.
Okay.
In the hotation, you know, somebody was like, yo, I got a hotation. I was like, let me try that. Right.
But see, how did that work for you?
So it was kind of complicated because I found myself in a space where I was walking through my dorm with one of said individuals.
Okay.
Then another individual I was talking to had friends all over my dorm.
Oh, they had spies.
She had friends all over my dorm, and to the point where she was like, oh, my friend saw you. And I was like, whoa, how do they know me? Right?
Because to you, y'all was just chilling.
We were literally chilling. Like, I've known you for a couple weeks. See, and it was like,
the issue with situationships, because that's the thing. We tell ourselves, okay, so the situationships, two parties, right? One person is telling themselves that they're just chilling, but the other person is catching feelings. I have not seen a situationship just occur where the two people are just strictly friends with benefits. Somebody's going to catch feelings.
But then that has a label. Then it's not a situationship because it has a label. We are friends with benefits.
But that in itself is a situationship because you can't just be, you can't be friends with benefits. Like, really think about that. The person who thought of this concept thought they was onto something, but they were smoking crack. Okay? Look at it like this. Friends with benefits. What qualifies? We still go on dates. You know what I'm saying? Is that a benefit? Because I thought friends with benefits was sexual.
I think you define it yourself. Like, you define whether or not we're friends with benefits who, like, hang out, like, we're genuinely friends and we just do some stuff.
Oh, geez.
Or we're friends with benefits where it's like we're kind of in a relationship, but we're not. So a situationship. Yeah. Like, I think friends with benefits is, after further inspection, I do think it is like just a label, trying to label a situationship. Like, that's just, you're trying to
piece it up, but it's not working. I personally, I've been in a situationship on accident, on accident, y'all. And I'm talking about like sick, and this is where it gets sickening. This is where it gets like, because you'll be talking to somebody. They'll present. This is where I have I feel very strongly about situationships. I believe that they're shitty. I believe that you should not willingly get into one because there are effects that you don't even know about, like emotionally, your self-esteem, how you view people to come after whoever.
Definitely.
Been in a situationship. But in my experience, I was led on to believe that we were working towards a relationship. And then it was kind of like when it's brought up, like, oh, we're just chilling.
Yeah.
That is mentally manipulative because you get to experience me on a level of relationship. But when it comes to the commitment and when it comes to being consistent and when it comes to being just a companion that you said you was going to be, you disappear.
Definitely. Then it and all ties into, it's fucked up. And then it all ties into like us feeling self-worthy, like our feeling of self-worth, our self-esteem, because I had a very similar situation, but it was like flipped. I was pretty upfront about not wanting to be in a relationship with the person or not wanting to do anything further. And this person was like, you don't take me seriously. I haven't given you a reason not to trust me. You don't trust me, blase, blase. And I was just in a space where I'm a college freshman. I'm just trying to live my best life.
Right.
And they're like, take me seriously. And then come to find out that person was in a relationship.
What?
Right? So then it was like,
see, that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's the manipulation.
But like, manipulation, but to lie to my face. Like, how do you think that then makes me feel? And how does that manifest itself in my mental,
in your future relationships, in my future? Too.
I lost trust.
Ain't no trust, bitch.
For people, not even just men, because it's happened on multiple men, women, and everything in between.
Yeah. So you're
lost trust
care.
For.
You're talking about queer love.
Yeah, just trust for individuals in a sense of anyone can lie to you. Anyone. Like, anyone can lie to you, and they can put forth this face that, oh, this is how I am. This is the real person. This is what I want. And they can be lying the whole time, you know?
Definitely.
And even if we're here and we're talking about our emotions, right? And we're talking about, well, what are we? Well, I see us this way, right? Uh-huh. It can still be, if you're not truthfully honest in that instance, it could still then be like a lie of omission of like, what are we doing, right? And it's like, you're manipulating me in a sense of keeping me in this state of like confusion, right? In that instance,
and it's only for your benefit, and that's the thing.
Definitely.
Situationships, because look, I'm dropping gems here. You can agree or disagree, but this is gonna pop up in somebody's life, and I'm speaking to somebody. Situationships are only beneficial for one party.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you think you are gaining something, if you are not on that beneficial receiving end, you are getting played, and that's period.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's an example: a man and a woman mm-hmm. are dating, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not exclusive. That's mm-hmm. totally cool. We don't have to be exclusive. But if that's stated and that intention is stated,
mm-hmm.
then that's fine because I consented to that. But if a man and a woman are dating, and this is completely heteronormative, if it does not fit your lifestyle, please hear it in what will fit you. Please forgive and ignore my cisgendered heteronormativity. Come on, right now. I'm mm-hmm. just putting some out there in the air. Fresh air. Okay, no. But a man and a woman are dating, right?
Mm-hmm.
And say, like, you guys are having... Let's be real. I'm going to get real here. You're having sex. It's college.
Mm-hmm.
You're having sex. You're having sex with each other. You're going on dates. You're doing the boyfriend-girlfriend whole jig, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens when that dude starts doing the same thing with another person?
Mm-hmm.
Because then at that point, is it okay? Because there's no title?
But if you consented to it, then isn't that like a gray area?
You consented to that being that kind of transaction, for lack of better words, being monogamous.
Mm-hmm.
But then they bring... bring somebody else into it, but it's like, you can't get mad because you're not my girl.
Yeah, because you're not my girlfriend. We don't really have a title.
We don't really
have...
You know what I'm saying? We just have a bond.
Yeah.
And that will never sit right with me.
But I also think another big thing about being in college is this, the whole Netflix and chill culture.
Ooh.
The whole Netflix and chill culture, like...
You gonna go there?
No, definitely, because I Netflix and chill with my friends, right? Like, in a sense of... Mm-hmm. We're... No, not in a sense of... Not like that. I mean, like, I watch Netflix, I hang out with my friends, we talk, we chill.
Right.
So in my instance, when I'm like, oh, you should come over, let's talk, let's have, like, my mental, I'm not defining that as, oh, we're doing anything sexual.
Right.
But when a dude texts me, we're chilling. We can chill. Maybe drink an iced cold glass of water.
Right.
You know, chill. Cold. Right? Not like, you know, we're not getting hot and steamy. Like,
right.
When I'm saying, oh, like, let's just chill. Like, let's just talk, you know, hang out, kick it or whatever. I'm trying to get to know you. When dudes are like, oh, not even just dudes, but a lot of people, when they're like, oh, let's Netflix and chill, right? It when it hit my phone.
You already know what's up.
I already know. And I'm like, no.
Because they're trying to trap you into a situationship.
They're trying to trap me into a situationship.
I feel like we jumped into this conversation. There might be people listening who don't know they're in a situationship. So I think we should break down some telltale signs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all gotta bear with me. I'm Southern and African. Mm-hmm. Some telltale signs. If I'm saying it wrong, go ahead and do another kiki because I'm about to say it again. some telltale signs
mm-hmm.
of being in a situationship.
Mm-hmm.
What's your number one?
Number one, yikes.
See?
Yikes. Number one. So you have to ask yourself, uh-huh. right? This is the number one, like, telltale sign. If you have to ask yourself whether or not you should invite that person, or whether or not you want to insert that person into certain parts of your life.
Right.
Because you don't know what you are. But like, even if you don't have the, you don't know what I am part. If you have to think, oh, should I invite such and such?
Right.
You're probably in a situation.
Because if he was in a relationship, we'd be second nature.
Because like, if oh, that's your boyfriend, coming, oh, you know.
He's coming, period.
Oh, my boyfriend's coming. Yeah, like that. It's, that's not a question of, if I'm having an event, you know, for, we're having an event this week, right? And if I'm having an event, right, and I'm questioning, should I invite this person? And I have to think out, like, should I invite him? Mm-hmm. No, it's a situationship. So if you have to second guess whether or not to invite that that person to place, right, or to bring that person out into the public, it's most likely a situationship.
All right, and my number one piggies back off that, and I think that's actually something I've never thought about, but mine's is if you have to question whether or not they like you, they don't.
Hmm.
If you are confused ever about if a person is messing with you,
I feel red.
They don't. Because anybody who likes you and likes you enough to not just... Because I feel like when you're in a situationship, you're settling.
Mm-hmm.
You're settling for someone who doesn't value you enough mm-hmm. to say, hey, I like this person. And even if we're not going to get married down the road, I like this person enough to say, hey, I'm going to commit to you for what it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if that person is confused by that, they don't like you. They like the idea of you.
Mm-hmm.
They like the idea of what you bring to them. They like the idea of what you give them, but they do not like you. And you have to, as a woman, we can talk about men, but as a woman, you have to know that your worth goes beyond somebody's uncertainty. Your worth goes beyond somebody's uncertainty. So if you're sitting here thinking like, does Daquavion really like me? Because he hasn't texted me back in 2 hours. Daquavion is not busy.
He's not, you know.
And even if he is, he texts you, hey, baby girl,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be playing 2K all day, but no, you on my mind the whole time. And stuff like that don't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
But situationships goes a little like this. Hey, what are you doing? Respond. 5 days later, hey, sorry, I was really busy. That's a situationship, man.
Definitely. Because if you're in a relationship, like, or if you have a label like that, label relationship, then it's like, oh, I am busy right now, but I'm going to hit you when I need to. Or even if you're not boyfriend, girlfriend, but even if you've discussed the relationship and what you're pursuing,
right.
If you're actively pursuing me, you're letting me know where you are. Doing, right?
And
I find myself in this constant cycle of being confused, and you read me for filth.
I didn't mean to, but
you
I
read
to.
Me from the rooter to the tutor. Because I find myself being in that constant loop. It's like playing a loop of confusion with different people, different genders, different sizes, different hues, different colors, same loop, same things where I'm like, well, dang, they didn't respond to me. But sometimes they're actively responding to me, but it's usually when they want something.
Right.
So is that assessing how I feel about myself and my own personal self-esteem, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. These are just questions that popped in my head as you were speaking because you were, you know, reading me for filth and whatnot.
Sorry,
but I do think that a part of situationship culture and whatnot was created by the people before us, right? Because our question last week had to do with, do you think the generation that came before us created it, or did we create it in hookup culture, mm-hmm. right? I definitely think that the generation before us created, but I think because we have social media, it's so highlighted. Literally, on my Twitter feed, I saw a post, and it was like, what are you doing about it? And it was like, situationships or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And it said, y'all ever have to get over somebody you never dated? Woo child, the ghetto.
Was that a Soka right. Tumana?
It was the Soka Tumana. The Scoopa Tumana. Scoopa tea. You know.
Shout out to whoever changed the Twitter game forever. Because Scoopa to your mamas, Scoopa to machamas, Scoopa to papas has been popping.
I'm telling you, when I see that, I'm like, somebody's about to, yeah.
But they be spitting real shit on the Scoopa to mamas.
Yeah. But like, having to like read things like that and then assess myself.
What was the statement
was, y'all ever have to get over somebody you never dated? Woo child, the ghetto. And that was what my tip was, real ghetto, because I feel like situationships are a little ghetto. Like, they're ghetto in a sense of,
now you talking about Reed, that's like me.
You like, when I have to listen to Fantasia and Jasmine Sullivan. Ooh. And Keisha Cole, and I ain't even date you. We didn't even have a label. We didn't even have a label, y'all. No, that is like a situationship, and it's like, yo, that is ghetto, and it's tired. It's annoying, and it's tired. And I truly feel like I'm at the point in my life where I'm trying to phase away from that, and I'm trying to be upfront about my feelings.
Definitely.
And I think it's because it comes with maturity. So I don't think necessarily that our generation created it, but I do think this age range that we're in, I think that's normal for us to be in these senses of trying to understand our feelings, trying to understand what we want to do with people. I do think in the past it was, oh, I'm getting married. Right, everybody was trying to find their husband. That's what they were doing. I think we created this culture of sexual liberation, of being able to date multiple people and have a good time, and not really have to have anything to show for it.
Now, I will challenge you here. I agree, but I don't think we created kind of that push for sexual liberation. Mm-hmm. I think we have publicized it. Okay. Because if you think of like, if you think of women in the 70s, and this is just, this is probably recent, there are probably women prior to the 70s, like think about the first woman who wore a fucking bikini to the beach, like that shit was unheard of, you know what I'm saying? So thinking of women like that who are ready to be sexually liberated, but I think the issue is like the generation before us, all their stuff was done in hush hush. We have the power to document every single moment of our lives in our hands where they didn't.
That's what I mean, we like highlighted it.
Like I definitely agree with you. I think that another thing is, whereas situationships back in the day was like, my grandpa got another wife across the town and he got two kids over there, but my grandpa and my grandmama had five kids in the house and that was their situationship. And then also, they were scrambling to find husbands, but nowadays we're scrambling to find a partner for our fake YouTube channel. You know what I'm saying?
It's Don't you come for people like that.
And it's different because, look, baby, at the end of the day, I'm not going to sit here and lie that when I see a viral picture on Twitter of a couple doing some cute shit, doesn't make me want to go find someone who will give me that in the moment. And that's what situationships are based off, comparison to wanting to feel something but not wanting to commit to something. And that's where you get messed up, because at the end of the day, one person going to get hurt and it might just be you.
It might just be you. Definitely. Right? Definitely.
She's feeling this one.
Gosh. Y'all don't understand how close to home this hits for me.
Definitely.
It hits for me because it definitely makes me assess like my current
your personal relationship.
To, like, you can talk about something as long as you want, right? You can have a podcast about it, but when it makes you assess your own views,
it's real,
right? It is real, and it's, we are having real conversation, because I definitely, she's reading me for filth.
Don't think that I just, like, honestly, I'm not on no high horse, because I, at the end of the day, I have been through a lot of things coming from situationships that have made me emotionally have to mature. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about, you know how people on Twitter be like, my toxic trait is that I love too hard. Bitch, shut up. No. Your toxic trait is that you're willing to give your all because you're expecting all back. But you can't give your all to somebody who's giving you Netflix and chill.
Ho, and somebody that's just an expectation. You know, in the words of Julia, you can't put expectations on people and expect them to,
there you go,
you know, be those, become bingo! Those expectations.
Bingo!
That, and I mean, she said it enough to where it's beat into my head, but you can't expect those expectations, you know, for lack of better, like, terms, I guess. But when you talk about emotional maturity, right, I'm also in this space where I'm trying to phase away from situationships.
Right.
So I'm trying to establish real connections with people before doing anything else, you know. It's been 10 months. That's all I'm going to say on that.
It's been 19 years.
And I'm trying to find my own self-worth, right? I'm trying to reclaim my own sense of positive self-esteem and loving myself again.
Because you definitely have to have that before you can
give yourself to somebody else in a sense of a relationship. Before you can make a commitment. Before you can say, I am truly here and I'm giving you my all and all my struggles, but all my joy as well. My pain and my joy. You have to with those things yourself. You have to be okay with the things that bring pain to you, but you also have to be okay with the things that bring joy to you, right? Because we highlight the joyful, but we have to love the things.
We highlight the pain.
Yes, we have to love those things because they help us grow, right? They help us become the women that we're going to become. Not just saying only women are listening, but me and Juliet particularly, they help us become those women, right? They help us be in relationships and the relationships actually work. Because when we're constantly looking to Twitter, trying to be like relationships on Twitter, relationship goals, that is fake.
That is, and
social media is fake.
It's like, I realized that this is, and I wouldn't say all of them are fake, right? Mm-hmm. So you do have real couples, but like, for instance, let's take a very popular couple, and I don't want Dierra and Kim fans on my pick. I don't, and I'm using very like, TK I really for life. Don't want them to come for me, but in that instance where that is not, that is an anomaly. There is no way that couple is living their life going to Greece, Spain, Pennsylvania, and not having issues in the relationship. But so often do we just base our personal lives on somebody else. Like, comparison is the thief of joy. Find your young man and you work on that relationship. But don't Netflix and chill and expect that to be a Dierra and Kim relationship.
Don't. Especially when it starts that way. Yeah. I feel like we're at the age where if you're coming to me, you know, with, oh, I'm trying to Netflix and chill, I'm most likely not going to talk to you. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going to be like, nah, chill. I'm chilling that. Like, I'm cool. You know, because I don't want that anymore. Right? I went through that. I went through the college freshman phase where, and that's not knocking any college freshman that's listening to this.
Or college seniors.
You know, that are going through this, but I went through that phase and I had my fun.
And then, like you're saying, it's just time to grow up.
It's time. It's at a point you have that emotional maturity where it's like, okay, it's time to grow up. It's time to
establish.
Exactly. How many times am I going to be in the shower blasting Fantasia before I realize, right,
that it's not working.
It's not working. That what I'm doing, I can't free myself, right, until I free myself from this cycle. From this instant loop, right? I cannot free myself until I free myself.
And that's on period.
I can't. So that all comes with emotional maturity, you know? Getting, being a big girl, growing up, you know? We are speaking very in one side, right? Yeah, when we talk about girls, but that's our perspective, right? But we're at that age where we have to grow up, you know? Yeah. Get bigger. And not even to go deeper into this, but let's talk about Tinder and how Tinder aids in situationships. No?
Hold on. Hello, my name is Julia Miarzum. And I was formerly addicted to Tinder. And let me tell you, y'all, Tinder is a land of false hopes, unsolicited penis pictures, and fake bios. Okay?
This idea that you could just post your best moments, post a bio, and then you
can swipe and meet
somebody.
Now, some people have swiped to love. Shout out. I'm not going to say their name, but if you're listening, homegirl, you know who you are. They've been rocking strong, and shout out to them. But the rest of us ain't find them yet. We out here kissing frogs, trying to find our prince, and Tinder is just not that girl. Like, I have been misled so many times on Tinder. Like,
it's become kind of a game for me. If I'm bored,
at this point, it's just like, I honestly, if I wish Apple had a setting, and if they do, y'all, please DM us and let us know. I wish Apple had a setting where I can't download this app no more. Because every 6 months, like you said, I'm turning and I'm looking, I'm like, dang, maybe I really need somebody to fulfill me. But honey, Beyonce said it best. I'm a movement on my own.
Ho.
But together we're a force. Or it might be the other way around, because y'all know I'll be fucking up stuff. But either way, it's like, Tinder is not going to give you the solution.
It's not. It won't. It'll very temporarily fulfill you. And then you're just going to feel.
Then you start talking to that Tinder dude about some real shit,
and there's no substance.
It's crumbles.
Right? You cannot. I feel like meeting people in real life is no match to anything. Like, you have to. I want to genuinely fall for a person from their vibe. I mean, and I have friends from Tinder, right, who've become my friends, or people that. I'm sorry. Or people that, even when I was at Howard in my freshman year or whatever, and a lot of my friends who, you know, my closest friends, I met either on Tinder or in like this gay group chat we had.
Right.
So even with that happening, from me shooting my shot, trying to be in a situation, So it's like, I'm not knocking that real people aren't on there. I'm just saying that
the
idea of it, is not the solution to your self-esteem issues. It's not the solution to you wanting to find a man.
And
being fulfilled, being lonely in your bed at 1 a.m., you're bored, you're opening Tinder.
And you know when I learned that?
and this is number two. This is number two. I know we stopped talking about, we briefly talked about signs. I think let's give them three. Let's give them three signs. So my second sign is if you text a dude telling them some like really, and I, once again, this is heteronormative because it's my experience, but if you text your partner, some quote unquote partner, somebody's supposed to be effing with you the long way. If you text them and you tell them some really, like, I remember I was having a shitty day and I texted this dude on some like, I'm having a terrible day, and y'all, family, guess what this man said? You'll be straight. You'll be straight. And that's when I knew this was a situationship, because somebody who really care about you would never just say, you'll be straight after you done cried on the phone talking about how boo-boo your day was, and they're talking about some you'll be straight.
That's how you realize, like,
they're not even emotionally in tune to who you are. They don't care. And even if they do care, they don't show it in the way that you deserve.
Yeah. Or you ever send, like, a long, drawn-out thing?
A thesis, honey.
A thesis, right? And then receive three words back.
Ooh, block.
Like, simply. That makes me so angry.
Simply block.
Because I put my emotion into this. Like, literally, every time you talk to one of these people, and it's not on a level of sex, right? But every time that you give a piece of yourself and a sense of your emotion, you gave them your energy, right? They're taking a little bit of your energy each and every one of those times that you're putting your all into this,
right?
And not receiving what you want back. Right, and I feel like that wholly encompasses situationships, right? You're in this luck state of confusion, giving your energy to this person, giving your all to this person, because a lot of time one person is giving their energy, the other person is literally just chilling, like they're not putting in the same energy, right? You're giving your all to this person, and you're never going to receive back what you need to receive back, and if you do, you are not the rule, you are the outlier.
Right?
You are the outlier. If a situationship or a friends with benefits becomes the love of your life, then that happened to you, but you are the outlier. It's an anomaly. I need you to know that every time you're in this constant loop of situationships, right? And it's different if you accidentally fall into it, but if you notice, like after we're talking and we have these little bits of conversation, right? You're noticing that, oh, this is something that I've consistently been a victim of.
Right? And a victim this is situation, the word.
This situationship, stop, girl. Stop giving your energy to these people. Stop.
Block him.
And even if you're a dude and you're constantly in this lux thing, you know, though rare, it does happen. Stop it.
Block them.
Stop putting your energy into a person that's not giving it back, and find those people that are generally matching your energy.
Right.
Giving you what you need.
And
right?
Giving you what you're, like, giving you what you're giving.
Because, I'm giving like, you something. I'm sorry, because
like reciprocating energy is something that's really big that people just gloss over. Let's end it out with the third tip, y'all. The third and most important tip, and I hope Aisha agree with me, but the third and most important tips of situationship is if you tell that Negro you hungry and he does not ask you what you want to eat, he don't give a damn about you.
I'm telling you, if you ever, even like if you text somebody and say, oh, I'm hungry, and they don't.
And that's just bare level.
Like, and they don't.
You don't even care about my hunger, nigga.
You don't care. Even if you broke, it's different to being like, damn, like I'm broke, but like I can slide you like.
I'll come over there and cook you something.
You know, something like that. That's very different
sweet.
Oh, damn. You know.
Oh, you hungry?
Oh, you hungry. Jeez. That's crazy. Me too.
Me too.
Like.
I ain't get y'all.
That shit crazy, man.
Y'all.
Now, if you're a woman out there, I mean, this is totally off topic.
Okay.
And you are a city girl. Get these men for the plates.
Are we still city girls?
I don't know. I don't think I'm still a city girl, but I will always secure a plate. I will always, not the bag, but the plate. My stomach is a big one. And it gets very full. I will always secure the plate, you know. Secure the plate. If a dude is like, hey, girl, I'm going to take you out. You want to go out to eat?
Stressed.
Of course.
I'm so you know? So for you, your bag is the plate.
Currently, my current bag is the plate because I be hungry. Because I got the bag in a sense of, you know, like I'm in school, securing the bag in that instance.
But you want to secure the plate.
Secure the plate in this general point in my life because I be hungry. Wow. So, girl, always secure the plate, right?
So if you listen to all... 40, 45 minutes of our content, and the only thing you're walking away with, secure the plate.
Secure the plate. If you can walk away from anything.
Secure the plate. And that's on situationships, man. But as always, episode 2, we have a question of the week. Ish, please tell people our question of the week.
Our question of the week this week, right? Because we were talking about situationships. It's going to allude to a little bit of next topic, just like our next episode, just like our last episode did. And the question is, within friendships, how do you define boundaries and how do you address them when they're crossed?
Right.
Right? Because next week episode is about friendships.
Friends.
How many of us have them? I'm talking about friends. Right? And it's talking about friendships, right? So how, within friendships, how do you define boundaries?
Right.
And how do you address them?
Amen.
When they're crossed?
Hallelujah.
Right? And we're going to get real deep into that.
That's another cruncher. People forget that friendships are just as important as any other ship there is.
There is. Literally. And I mean, coming from a space where I've had the same friends, like, a good bit of my life, I have made other friends, right? I've branched out.
Not built the same.
And they're not. And then you learn this boundaries piece, that important part of friendship, that boundaries piece, the older we get. Because when we were younger, everybody was sharing everything, right? But now we're older. We're paying bills. We're welcoming you into our home. We're hoping that you respect, right, our boundary in our home, metaphorically. Right? Metaphorically, I'm welcoming you into my home, into my life, because we've been friends for a long. So now I'm at the point where it's like, oh, I love you. Every time we leave, I say, love you, make sure you're okay. That kind of welcome you into my home, right? And where is the boundary? Where do we draw the line with, you know, physical and emotional?
Ooh.
You know, figuratively, but also realistically, ooh, right? Where do we draw that line and define those boundaries? And then how do we address when they're crossed? So once again, if you didn't hear, I said it 3 times, but within friendships, how do you define boundaries and how do you address them when they are crossed? That is our question of the week. So make sure you answer that question. Even if you don't physically answer it on our Instagram, make sure you do some introspection and you think about that, right? Think about that question. Right. And we're supposed to, you know, last week or whatever, we did have a little Easter egg, you know, and we did our raffle on live already. Like, if you're listening to this, we probably did our raffle on live already. But the answer, if you didn't know, to last week's Easter egg was buttermilk ranch. And I randomly threw that in there. And for the people who texted me, it was like, why you just randomly say buttermilk ranch? Did you listen to the whole thing? Because I told you it was an Easter egg in there.
You screwed up.
Buttermilk ranch.
So,
but
shout out to our winner, whoever
you know who you are.
Enjoy that cup of joe on the Fresh Air Podcast gank. We love y'all very dearly,
you know. And
we have to say this before we end the interview. Y'all have really been showing up and showing out as
all of our loyal fans. Thank you, man.
And we really want to say thank you, because this is something, we want this to be something bigger than we ever imagined. And like, y'all are really helping. Y'all are the driving force. Continue sharing, continue liking, continue listening. You know, tell everybody about it if you're really messing with it.
If you're really messing with it, the important part is, you can really mess with something, but if you just hold it to yourself,
it's not fed.
It's not going to grow like it needs to be, right? It's not going to be truly fed. If you just have a plant to yourself and you don't keep watering it, right, it's not going to grow to the fruition that you need to grow. So if you really bangs with our podcast, you like what we're saying, you like what we're talking about, and you can get down with us, you know, Jew and Ish, make sure you let people know, like, yo, I got this new podcast or whatever that I'm listening to, and it's dope. You feel me? Make sure you retweet it.
Definitely.
Share us. Y'all have been coming through with the shares. So thank to all you. Our friends and our supporters, we thank you.
We really appreciate it.
We appreciate
honestly,
you.
Honestly, guys, I want y'all to understand and know, like she was talking about, when the tree bears fruit, everybody eats.
Everybody eats. If you was there with us from the beginning.
When the tree bears fruit, everybody eats. And with that, we want to say thank y'all. We love y'all. And it's
a wrap. We out. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Period. Fresh Air Podcast. Bye.
Why are we about to eat it?
But we'll see y'all next week, all right?